That goes in every week, and then practicing. Once you know, choir, I appreciate you. I appreciate the blessing you are to our church. Appreciate the blessing it is to prepare our hearts for worship, and we rejoice in that. And thank God for what He's doing in our choir. And boy, this is one of the I would say one of my favorite times of the year. How many of you? I know we got different seasons and different holidays, but how many of you here? This is your favorite part of the year around Thanksgiving. Okay, good many of you. Yeah, mine too. I love it, and for several reasons. And but one of those reasons is I'm just going to be frank here. You know, I do like eating. Okay. And I enjoy good food, and we're going to be having some of that here in just a moment. I know some of you will be thankful if I don't go long this morning. And hey, amen. I heard that. Practicing our Thanksgiving this morning, but you know there are many things. I like the turkey. I do like the football. And boy, I like watching football. I like playing football. I don't know how much I'll like playing it after the Turkey Bowl this year. But we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit. But anyway, there are a lot of things we like about Thanksgiving. I like about Thanksgiving. I do like the idea of getting family together and friends together. And even times like this in our church where we get together and put a special emphasis on the blessings of Thanksgiving and giving thanks to God and encouraging each other and having a big meal like we're having. You know, I love Thanksgiving. And I'm sure you do too. But you know, I like to say here, there's somebody that likes Thanksgiving a whole lot more than me. And I want to tell you who that is. That's the Lord God Himself. And I'm not talking about a specific day in November. I'm talking about the subject of Thanksgiving. God loves for His people to give thanks. And I'd like to talk about that a little bit here this morning. And the title of this morning's message is simply this. Giving thanks is a good thing. Look at Psalm 92, verse 1. Listen to what the Word of God says here. It is a what, church? Good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. I'm going to read that again. Psalm 92, 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Let's pray together. Father, I am grateful again for your precious book, the Word of God. I'm thankful for the people of God. I'm thankful, Lord, this morning we can gather together around your Word. And Lord, I'm praying, Lord, as we have come in from all different avenues of life, with all kinds of different personalities, with all kinds of different problems, and we all have those things, but Lord, even with those things, would you, by your Spirit, unite our hearts this morning to fear your name, to give your name praise and glory and honor that is totally due. Almighty God, we commit every part of this message to you, and I pray you would lift up hearts this morning, God, to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, this being our Thanksgiving Sunday, I thought it'd be very appropriate to bring a message around the subject of Thanksgiving. You know, I really appreciate the ministry of Dr. Bob Jones Sr. He has many quotes that have always been an encouragement to me, but one that stuck with me in Bible college that I would often hear was this one. He says, he's in glory now, but this is what he said, "The loveliest flower that blooms in the garden of the heart is the flower of gratitude. And when gratitude dies on the altar of a man's heart, he's well nigh gone." And I believe that, and I believe it is so ultrally important that we make much of giving thanks, primarily to the God of heaven, but even unto each other, and even to those that have blessed us and encouraged us. You know, let's be honest here this morning. Gratitude is not natural. Do you think it comes natural to your little children? Well, yours might be angels, but it doesn't come natural to mine. I'm here to tell you. Thomas Brent and Mary Ann and teaching them, and even little Caroline, it does not come natural. You parents know, and grandparents as well, as you're working with your children and grandchildren, that is something you start teaching at a very young age. Now, Johnny, what do you say to Miss Sally? Now, Johnny, we've gone over this 1,000 times. What do we say to Miss Sally for the cookie she gave you? Thank you. It was reluctant. It was tough! And I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same way for adults. It's not natural. It's not natural for us to want to give thanks. But it is a work of God's Spirit in our lives. It is a work of His Spirit upon us, because it is not natural for us to do that. We're still teaching them. Now, what do you say? I sound like a broken record so many times. You know, what do you say, honey? Thank you. Okay, we're going to continue that. That's part of training. I understand that, and they need to be reminded. But the truth is, it is to be taught, and eventually it is to be grasped by the power of the Holy Spirit to give thanks unto God. A lady gave a little boy a piece of cake one time, and the little boy looked up and said, "Thank you, ma'am." And boy, she was kind of caught off guard. She said, "I like to hear little boys say thank you." Right away, he said, "If you'll put some ice cream on top, I'll say thank you again." He was doing it for his advantage. It didn't come natural, but he was more than willing to say thank you for his benefit. But honestly, as we looked at the Word of God, I was talking to the college and career class this morning. If you look from Genesis to Revelation and you see one theme, then there are several aspects that we can give back to God. All right, we're limited on what we can offer to God, because we're just finite. We're limited. He knows that. But if there's one thread I see through the Word of God, I see that one thing that we can give unto Him the way He created it is that we can give Him thanks. And it pleases Him. And I want us to see here this subject of giving thanks is a good thing from Psalm 92:1. I want us to see, number one, why is it a good thing? Why does the Word of God declare that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord? Well, I was to say, number one, the reason it's good, why it's good, is because it is truly prescribed from the Lord Himself. He has given commandment to give Him praise. Now, that should settle it right there, amen? I mean, we're going to go on for many other reasons, but if there's any reason right off the bat that we should give God praise and give God thanks, is simply because God said so. He said to give it, and that's what we'll do. We know in 1 Chronicles 16:8, the Bible says, "Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make His deeds, make known His deeds among the people." We see in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks." What does it say next? "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." So right off the bat, why should we give thanks, and why is it good to give thanks? Because I'm obeying the Lord God. It's always a good thing, dear friend, to obey the Lord. And you can guarantee that it's good to give praise, because it's obedience to the Lord. It's honoring Him. But not only is it prescribed from the Lord, but get this, it pleases the Lord. You know, I am, as a parent, I'm thankful that when my children do things that please me, it's a blessing. That do things without being told, it really is. It brings a satisfaction there when again, it goes back to the broken record thing, but then every once in a while they pipe up and surprise you and say thank you without being reminded. And you're kind of taken back as a parent. You're like, well, thank you for saying thank you, honey. You're pleased. Well, I want to tell you something. God is pleased when His children return thanks. It pleases the heart of God when He sees His children recognizing blessings and they say, "Lord, thank you." And I tell you what, why is it good to give thanks? Because it pleases the Almighty. It glorifies Him. What does Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31 says? The psalmist says, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Get this, verse 31. This also shall please the Lord, get this, better than ox or bullock that hath horns and hooves. I'm telling you, what does it say right here? He said, listen, you can go through your religious formality, but if I'll tell you what, it even pleases my heart more, coming to me with a heart of gratitude. It pleases the Lord to give thanks. And we know in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says this, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise unto God. That's the same meaning of thanks, thanksgiving, praise unto God. For the Word of God says, continually let that be unto the Lord. And it goes on to say, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto His name. Oh, it's a sweet smell and savor to the Lord God Almighty when we come together and give thanks to Him, even as a local church. As you gather in your homes as families and you return thanks unto God, as you're out and about and giving thanks, it pleases the Lord Almighty. You know, I'm teaching Mary Ann right now about praying for her food when mom and daddy are not present. And, you know, I just tell her, now, honey, you know, now, as far as I know, Marianne is not saved yet, but we're praying for her salvation, but we're teaching her about prayer. And I tell her, now, honey, you don't need to be embarrassed. She's over here at South Jackson and good Christian, some good Christian people over there that I know for a fact, born again, and even their kids. And I say, honey, now, listen, you don't have anything to be afraid of. I said, your prayer will please the Lord. I said, you don't have to do anything extravagant. You don't have to do anything to draw attention to yourself. You just simply bow your head and close your eyes and say, Lord, thank You for this food. In Jesus' name, amen. So it'll take you a few seconds. And she's learning about that. And she says, well, Daddy, what will people think? You know, and I want to tell you something. I've seen adults struggle with that as well. They're almost ashamed to pray in a restaurant. We're afraid somebody's going to look over and see them pray. And listen, why should it matter what people think when it pleases the Lord? When it pleases my Savior to just return thanks unto Him, whether it be for my food, whether it be for my family, whether it be for my church, whatever it be. Listen, friend, don't ever hesitate to give thanks to Almighty God. It pleases your Lord and Savior. I am so thankful that's why it's a good thing to give thanks, because it pleases the Lord. But not only does it please the Lord, but when we give thanks, as we saw here this morning with the wonderful job the choir did, I'm so grateful for them, that it also proclaims the Lord. So we see, why is it good? It proclaims the Lord and His goodness. Listen to the Psalms, by the way. That's exactly what the Psalms are. They're songs of praise unto Almighty God. They're songs that were written by one who was a song leader, if you will, who loved the Lord and wrote out these. Listen to Psalm 75. Unto Thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto Thee do we give thanks, for that Thy name is near, Thy wondrous works declare. We see this idea, why is it good to give thanks? Because it proclaims the Lord. Listen to Psalm 107, verse 21 and 22. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His what? Goodness. And for His wonderful works to the children of men. And get this. And let them sacrifice, get this, the sacrifices of thanksgiving. That's what the Lord wants. That's what pleases the Lord. And that truly proclaims the Word. The last part of that verse, after it says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. You know, in our life, however God has you, whether you're at school, whether you're in the workforce, wherever you are in life, God is going to always give you opportunities to praise Him and to thank Him. And it will give you an opportunity. You say, well, Pastor, I really don't feel comfortable sharing the gospel
with people at this stage in my life. Well, I understand that, and I pray that you'll continue to ask God to grow you and help you move forward
in learning how to do that, because it is His will for you to do that. But you know what you can do? And you don't have to bat an eye. You can give thanks to the Lord. When people, lost people, see you thank God for things in your life publicly, it will make a difference in their hearts when it comes to their mind thinking about the Lord. Because one of the first things that when someone sees you thanking the Lord, not hypocritically, not just, you know, here and there, but when you are sincerely have a heart directed towards the Lord, I want to tell you, you know what it speaks to them? Sincerity. This individual is sincere. They just don't show up and go through a religious formality. This is something that I hear of them say, boy, isn't God good? I had a friend of mine that would make that comment often. And it was a question, but it was a statement at the same time. And something that would be good for all of us to practice. Perhaps whether it be somebody you know or even somebody you don't know, but in conversation just making this statement. Isn't God good? Isn't the Lord good? He most certainly is. The Word of God says He is. And we are to proclaim that. But not only is it a good thing to proclaim the Lord, but also, why is it good? Because it provides an opportunity to show our appreciation. Now again, going back to, we don't have much to offer to the Lord, and that's a fact, okay? But I tell you what we do have. We have a grateful heart that we can give unto the Lord. You know, it was interesting how Jesus dealt with some Pharisees in this idea when they were rebuking the disciples and those that were following Jesus about giving Him praise and the triumphal entry. They were sort of, the Pharisees started rebuking, and this is what they started rebuking the Lord and the disciples, and this is what the Lord said. And He answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. So I'm telling you right now, that speaks in several ways. But one of the ways that it spoke to me is like, look, God has given us an avenue to cry out with thanksgiving. And that is with our voice, folks. That is with ourselves, to give God praise. It's a vessel. It's a way that He has given to us, and so we should do it. But not only that, my dear friend, it also provokes others to be thankful. It makes an eternal difference when we, why is it a good thing to give thanks? Is because it makes an impact on others. I tell you, there are several instances of that in the Word of God, is there not? Where God's people were responding with joy and thanksgiving. One instance that comes to my mind immediately is Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas were in the prison house. They were locked up for their faith and chained in the dungeon, if you will. And what were they doing? What did they start doing? They started praising God. They had a praise meeting. They had a glory fit right there in the jailhouse. And whoever thought they were crazy or whatnot, but as a result of that Thanksgiving meeting, boy, the earthquake came, and boy, God set them loose. They broke loose, and of course we know the jailer, the Philippian jailer, he panicked. And boy, he thought that it was all over for him, and so he was going to end his own life. And of course we know from that point, Paul stopped him and said, wait, wait. Sir, you can be helped, you can be saved. And the question was, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he got saved and his family got born again from what we see in the Scriptures. We see that what the impact of thanksgiving gave in that instance. It resulted in the salvation of someone else when Paul could have been pouting in prison. Paul could have been talking about how disgusting the conditions were, and man alive, how can I be here in this situation? Everything seems to be going against me in life, and he could have had that attitude, but no, he said, Silas, hey, I know it stinks in here. I know they hadn't fed us. We're both hungry. We're both miserable. But hey, Silas, lead us off in how great thou art. Now, I'm not sure if that was written back then, Brother Weatherly. But lead us off on how good God is, and let's just start singing praises to Almighty God. And boy, old Silas piped up. And then Paul got in there, and boy, their voices started lifting up, and the place started trembling. And man, God moved in that place, and salvation came. I want to tell you, you have a life that's thankful, it will eventually result in somebody being saved. Why? Because you are being a witness of the goodness of God in your life, and God will use that testimony. Well, you see it more here in a second. Listen to Psalm 35:18. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. I'm telling you what, dear folks, I trust that we'll never get to the place in this church to where praise gets lame, where it gets dead. Oh no, that's not God's will. God's will is for us to lift up our voices to the Lord. Like we've seen this morning with the choir and you folks singing. Hey, sing with a smile on your face. Rejoice in what God's doing in your life. Sometimes, I know that a lot of times it just everything goes wrong on Sunday morning that possibly could go wrong. I know that happens. It happens to all of us. And there are days like that. But that's the exception. The rule should be when we come into the house of God, we should be singing with a joyful heart. We should be praising God and singing out. And by the way, young people, let me just encourage you here. Don't ever consider yourself to be too cool for a hymnal. That's a book full of holy songs right here. These are songs that sing praise to the Almighty. And yes, there are newer songs than this that are okay, absolutely. I'm not suggesting that this hymn book, is the only book that has good spiritual songs. But sometimes, if we're not careful, I believe the society and some of our New Age movement in Christianity says, listen, throw away the hymn book. But my dear friend, these are precious songs as you read through them that talk about the holiness and goodness of God. And talk about the wonderful blessings of who He is. And may we never think of this book to be old and no good. It is a precious way of worshiping our Savior. It is not the only way, but it is a blessed way. Amen? We see that it provokes people to be thankful. Psalm 18:49, the Word of God says, therefore will I give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto Thy name. The psalmist said, I'm going to give thanks before a lost world that they might see the goodness of God. Moving along, not only do we see it also provokes others to be thankful, but get this, I believe it prevents Satan from victory. You say, now wait a minute, preacher. Where are you going with this? Listen to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The Word of God says, and they, those are the believers, overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb, that's the Lord Jesus, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Listen to that phrase right there, the word of their testimony. What does that mean? It means their witness. Witness of what? The faithfulness of God. Their life was a witness. By the way, that's what thanksgiving is. You are saying to a lost world or even to your brother and sister in Christ, when you give thanks for something, you are being a witness of the goodness of God. And the devil hates that. You want to scare away the devil from your life? You keep a constant praise meeting going on in your heart. He hates to be in the presence of people praising the God Almighty, the Holy One. That's why He was kicked out of glory. That's because He couldn't take it. He wanted the glory. He wanted to be exalted above Almighty God. And God said, you're gone. And now anytime now God's people break out in praise, I want to tell you, the devil hates it. My dear friends, I want to tell you, you want to prevent Satan from having victory and help have victory over him. Learn to be one who often gives thanks and to give praise to God Almighty, whatever the case may be in your life. I'm telling you right now, they overcame Him by the word of their testimony, their witness of who Almighty God was. They just simply believed that God was good. And I'm talking to a crowd. I'm talking to about a crowd here that very well under great persecution. I'm telling you what, we can give God praise. But we see the wise, moving quickly along here, we see the wise, is it a good thing? As Psalm 92 says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Now let me ask you this. We talked about some wise, and I didn't cover them all, but when is it a good time to give thanks unto the Lord? Always. At all times, the Word of God says, Ephesians 5:20, listen to this, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says at all times we ought to give thanks. Now listen, that means good times. Now, again, as I said in my prayer earlier, many of us are going through good times and many of us are going through bad times, sometimes simultaneously, but nevertheless, it always occurs in that way. But the fact of the matter is, we are to praise Him in the good times. When things are going well, of course we are. Listen to Psalm 44, verses 7 and 8. But Thou hast saved us from our enemies. There was deliverance there. And listen to what He says. And hast put them to shame that hated us. And guess what verse 8 says? In God we boast all the day long and praise Thy name forever. Selah. But things were going good. We should praise God when things are good. You know, that will help us keep things in perspective. It's when things are going good in life, we need to make sure we're giving God the glory for it. If things are going our way, if you will, they don't always go our way. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But making sure that every blessing that we have, we look to the Father from above. And knowing that every good and perfect gift cometh from the Father above. And making sure He gets the glory. Parents, there's fewer ways better that you can better bless your children by making sure you always give thanks for everything in your life, for every blessing that you have, all your vehicles, your clothing, your housing, everything. Make sure that you always give thanks to the Almighty. And also, we see when it's good, but here's the one we don't really like that much, when it's bad. It's good to understand this. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, not just when things are good, but also when things aren't so good. Listen to what Psalm 119 says. Psalm 119, verse 67 and 68. Listen to the psalmist. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept Thy word. And get what he says here. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me Thy statutes. He said, Lord, I've been afflicted. You've brought some affliction into my life. But Lord, I see now in Your goodness it was for my good and kept me from going astray. And God many times will bring affliction into our life to keep us close to Himself, and it is the best thing we can do to realize that just because things aren't good in our life from a human perspective does not mean God ceases to be good. God is always good. Bad times, good times, all times. God is good. The psalmist said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn Thy statutes. We see here in just a moment, we'll see a couple people that praise God even in difficult times. And boy, the Lord will bless that attitude. But we see here, when is it a good thing? But also, I'd like to see here, thirdly, where is it a good time, or where is it a good thing to praise the Lord? Well, same thing when? Everywhere. The church house. We come in and we praise God. I'm so thankful for the desire to sing and praise God in this place. And I hope we never lose that. It is a good place to come and praise God. I'm so thankful for the testimony time we'll have here in just a minute. We'll go back here in the fellowship hall and we'll feed our faces and have a good time of fellowship and have some good food. and enjoy that, but then we'll have some people, Lord willing, I trust we do, and I hope you'll do it for the Lord. We'll have some people that will just simply stand up and give a testimony of the goodness of God. Give a testimony of an answered prayer. To give a testimony of something God's done in their life and giving Him praise. The church is always a good place to praise God. Where else is it a good place to praise God? Home. Home's a good place to praise God. Something I've learned, and I really caught this, and I don't do as much as I should, but I really caught this when my time in Africa. But I realized with the spiritual battles we were facing, somebody recommended to me they were counseling me, missionary to missionary, they said, hey, Brother Brinson, one thing that's helped us tremendously in our home to have a spirit of thanksgiving is this. Always have some good, godly, Christ-centered, God-honoring music playing. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I don't know about all that. We got a lot of things going on. But what I have found out, folks, that is a tremendous blessing in helping the spirit of thanksgiving. In the background, whether it be a CD or through your iPod or whatever it be, but just playing some praise music, some thanks music, music that gives God glory, that encourages your heart and the things that you're going through in life, and it will help you and encourage you to have a spirit of thanksgiving. I would encourage you to do that if you don't. In some ways, boy, they got all kinds of devices now. It's unbelievable what they're making now to just play through Bluetooth, just play the radio. Is there anybody in here that does not know what Bluetooth means? Just a few of you. Okay. I really don't either. Okay, so I'm still trying to figure it out. But the fact of the matter is, we have all kinds of tools and instruments that we can use to make sure God's getting praise in our home. We see in our home. We see in our work, our workplace. I heard a testimony just the other day on BBN. And it was a situation where a fella he did construction work. And every construction site he went to, he had a little radio with him, like I'm talking about. And he just played BBN. It's got preaching, music, whatever, whatnot. And through that, he said he'd been doing it for 8 years. And he wrote into the station and said, I just want to thank you for being faithful and do the things that you play. And said, I just want you to know it's opened up many, many doors for me to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nobody, he said, and I want to say to the testimony of God, this man probably been in all kinds of homes, construction work, you go in all kinds of places. He said, to this day, no one has ever told me to turn it off. No one's ever told me to turn it down. And I'm sure he wasn't blasting it, but he had it on enough where it could be heard. And you know what that says? That's a man that says, you know what, wherever I go, I want the praises of God being sung. I want the testimonies of God being heard by people around me. And I want to tell you what, God used that. The church place, the home, the work, everywhere you go, let's let God hear our voice. Let God hear our thanksgiving. And then we see the why, and we see the when, we see the where. But how? How are we to give this thanks? And again, boy, the Lord gives us all kinds of ways to give thanks. But we know one is with singing. We sing unto the Lord. And as Psalm 147:7 says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. We see, we praise Him with singing. Now, I know some of us have it, and some of us don't. That'd be me. But you know what? When God hears our singing, He hears the melody of the heart. And we ought to make sure that we are singing unto the Lord. Psalm 21:13, be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. We see, we praise Him and thank Him with singing. But get this, this is something that doesn't come to mind very often, does it? But do you know the Word of God is clear that we can give thanks not only by singing, but by stillness. I know what comes to mind, and I enjoy and like the fact that God gives us liberty to shout and to sing and to clap. And watch it now. I know it doesn't talk a lot about it, but you see celebration and thanksgiving in the Word of God. It talks about dancing. Preacher! Now listen, we can't pick and choose what we want to read in the Bible. I believe it's a godly dancing. I don't believe it's sensual that you'll see out here in the clubs and the worldly places. Nothing near that. It'd be dancing of celebration to the goodness of Almighty God. You ever seen some of them Georgia fans when there's a touchdown? It's probably something close to that. But there is the methods of giving God praise, and we see it through singing, we see it through stillness. God respects, and listen, there's a time where we don't have to do the shouting and the singing. Sometimes God just wants us to be still and show our gratitude. Listen to Psalm 46:10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." You know, sometimes God says, you can show your gratitude to me by just being still and thinking about me. Knowing who He is in your life. Knowing what He's doing in your life. Knowing what He can do and will do as you look to Him. Oh, my dear friends, God says, be still. Listen to Psalm 4, verse 4. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. You know, Job 37, one of his friends there, he had good doctrine, but he had wrong delivery. But one of the things he said is, "Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." That's what we need to do. We see with stillness, and I'm moving quickly here, but I also say, how can we give thanks unto the Lord? We can give it through, get this, submission. Now this is goes against the human nature, but it is a submission to God in a way that shows thanks. We see that through the life of Job, do we not? It was a life of submission. Did Job come through with flying colors? Oh no, he got frustrated. He was overwhelmed at times. He never cursed God. Thank God for that. But he maintained a testimony, but at the same time, he submitted himself. I think of the Apostle Paul. Listen to the Apostle Paul. Hold your place there in Psalm 92 and go over with me. We're wrapping things up here. Y'all have done great. Go over with me to 2 Corinthians 12. We're talking about submission here when in the area of thanksgiving. And look what it does here in his life. It says here in verse 7 that this thorn had been given to him. And it says, "Unless," in verse 7, chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, "unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, and that it might depart from me." And verse 9, "He said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." In verse 10, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." Now you say, how is this submission? Paul realized that there was a thorn that God gave him. What was that? Something that really pressed him above measure, where he said, "God, I don't know how much more I can take this." Have we ever been there in those places? "Lord, I don't know how much I can take of this." That's where Paul was. He said, "Lord, can you remove it from me?" Now, this is my personal opinion. Get this. I do not believe Paul was necessarily celebrating pain. I don't believe he was necessarily saying, "Oh, bring more, God. I love this pain." But what he was saying, "Lord, bring more, Lord, if this means I can bring more glory to your name." I believe Paul was thanking God for the opportunity to show forth that no matter what came into his life, he could praise God. That he could give thanks to God. No matter what, whatever Satan brought his way, I believe the Apostle Paul said, hey, if that's the case, Lord, if this is a way that I can bring most glory to Your name in my little weak life, God, let them come. I don't think he took pleasure in the pain, but I believe he took pleasure in bringing glory to God. I believe even the Lord Jesus would be an evidence to us that, listen, God's not expecting us to enjoy pain. Even the Lord said, oh God, Father, if it be Your will, could You remove this cup from Me? It was a lot. Christ knew what it entailed, but He said, oh Lord, get this. And this is where submission comes in giving thanks. Nevertheless, My will, but Thy will be done. And God sees a heart submitted to Him as a way of saying, Lord, I know You're good. And I know You're going to walk through this with me. And You're going to bring Yourself glory through this. And we see submission. And then lastly, in closing. Now folks, I could not get away with this one. For the sake of illustration, I thought it was just fitting. And it helps my alliteration. But I would see a way that we praise God is, yes, through singing and through stillness and submission, but I'd say we get to praise God and thank God through a smorgasbord. You better believe it, folks. When we walk through these doors here in about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you're going to see a huge spread of some good old food. And listen, that's what God did for the children of Israel, did He not? We look at the feast, and yes, there was a time of fasting that God set aside, and that should be true for us, but praise God, He set aside times for feasting as well. Aren't you glad? Say amen.
Amen.
He set aside time for feasting. What was, when they feasted, what were they doing? Praising God. And that's what we're going to do here in a minute. We're going to eat together and we're going to just recount the blessings of God. And folks, we're just celebrating the goodness of God. That's what we're going to do. And you're going to do over these next couple weeks. Why? At Christmas, why do we have these feasts? And we do it again next month because you know what we're doing? We're celebrating and giving thanks for the Savior. The birth of our Savior. I'm telling you what, there was some feast. In the Old Testament, there's feast in the New Testament, and there's feast today, and I'm so grateful for this church, Quaker Creek Baptist Church, because folks, there's one thing I learned as your new pastor. You know how to feast! And I'm thankful. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing we should feel guilty about. It's something we rejoice in. Yes. These are some of the whys and whens and wheres, but listen, let us not forget exactly what the book says. Let's read it together one last time there. Look, Psalm 92. Go back there, Psalm 92, and we'll read it together in closing. Psalm 92, verse 1. Let's read. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. You know, a soldier back in World War II in the Third Army was sent to an R&R camp, if you will. And as a set up in the military where if you were in battle, they still have them today for guys that are fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq, but you were so much on the front lines and on the field, they had specific places. They had it during Vietnam as well, where they would send the guys to a coastal place and where they would have the beach and recreation and whatnot, just a place to relax and enjoy and get their strength back. Well, there was a certain soldier in the Third Army who went to a rest camp and had after a period of active service. And when he returned, it is documented, he was so blessed and so thankful for that time that God gave him in that camp, that R&R camp, that he personally wrote a letter to General Patton. He wrote a letter to him thanking him for the special care and encouragement that he received during that stay of his. Boy, was he surprised when he got a letter returned to him by General Patton himself. What did it say? He wrote, "For 35 years, I have tried to do my best to encourage my soldiers and help them with things like this. But," he said, "you, soldier, are the first one in 35 years to write me a thank you note." A thank you letter. What did that say? That young man had a grateful heart. And I wonder if there might be some of us here where really it's been a long time since we just had a time of thanksgiving. Giving God thanks for the little things in our life, the big things in our life. I wonder if it's been a time where we thanked each other, sons, daughters. What about thanking mom and dad with a personal note, with a hug, just looking them in the eye and saying, "Mom, I love you and I thank you. Dad, I love you and I thank you for what you've done for me." Husband, wives, hey, when's the last time you looked at each other in the eyes and said, "Honey, I just want to thank you for loving me. Thank you for being my wife. Thank you for being my husband." You see what I'm saying? It's a heart of gratitude. Hey, then listen, gratitude matters to God. Let's pray.